Everyone welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is, I'm mad at you.
And rumor is, Jay's a jerk.
Did you really hit record just after I said you're a jerk?
Yeah. It's, well, in the studio, Northwest, Colleen is doing one of her favorite pastimes, which is trying to fill a picture frame of photos.
It's a picture collage.
It's one of those ones with multiple picture frames. But here's the thing. Colleen bought this picture frame last year in anticipation of everybody coming out for our podcasting weekend. And there wasn't enough time.
Well, to be fair, it just kind of happened. People showed up.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
There was no advance notice. There was no countdown to Raleigh.
I'm going to need you all to shut up now.
And so she didn't have enough time last time.
Actually, the countdown's how I know it's next week.
And in classic Colleen fashion, she has put it off again until a week before. And now, tonight, she has been obsessed with, well, two things. One, her next notebook for her, I guess, podcast, Your Life. I don't know. Her little organizing notebook, which she's trying to decide between two. It's really enthralling stuff in the Glatfelter house. And then...
Well, that's not the other thing that I'm obsessed with right now that you don't know about.
Well, anyways, leave it to Colleen.
The other thing I'm obsessed with is the fact that I'm going to hide a geocache on our utility pole up front.
No, I don't want any geocaches in our house.
It's not in our house.
On our property.
It's not on our property. It's
The worst part is... When we first got on Google Hangouts and I was listening to the conversation back and forth, I thought Gavin was in the room. There's so much whining and complaining going on. I said, when did they have Gavin over? They didn't tell me they were having as a guest. No one told me about the vote.
I know. I mean, sorry, Gavin. Sorry about you.
It's like every week, Gavin, shut up.
Well,
I'm sorry. You can't say shut up.
He's a fan of the game and he wants to. He wants to do well, as in, I think anybody on the show, but time and time again, like he's not really a deciding factor. He's not really.
If you're a fan of the game, you don't make your grievances open about it.
Absolutely.
You just go and go, okay, I'm going to get him out of the game.
Yep. Yep. No, you're 100% right.
They didn't vote my way. Oh, well. Yeah. You know, we picked on Julie for the same thing. Oh, well.
Yeah, and they totally kissed Kelly Wentworth's butt during all of Tribal Tonight.
Oh, my. But even Edge of Extinction. Oh, my God. What was the point of that?
Give Reem some time to Reem someone out.
Oh, I love her. I do.
But did Wentworth die? I mean, what was it like?
Yeah.
Come on.
Definitely. I loved Wentworth in her kind of, you know, all-star season. Where she idled out, what's his name? Beanie Man.
Oh,
Savage.
Yeah, Savage. But this season, I'm like, I don't need to see her again because she's really annoying. She's been really annoying this season.
I think she's been hit or miss.
And she went home with an idol.
Yeah.
So why are we putting her on this pedestal going, she's never won?
Yep.
I mean, I'm not trying to be, I'm not paying to be a jerk, but what was the point of that?
I don't think they're putting her on a pedestal because they think she's great. I think they're putting her on a pedestal because they think she has clout with the other people there, and they're trying to win jury votes.
No, right? I'm saying the
little
edge.
Little do
they
know.
I'm saying the Edge of Extinction, where we had to watch 3 minutes of the Kelly Hour. I'm like going, why are we going there if there's nothing going on there?
Maybe because she's a former player that is popular. So
I get it, but it's just like it's at some point it's like, okay, let's get to the game. Oh wait, Gavin just gonna complain. Okay, go back to it.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, this episode didn't seem to have a lot, or maybe just because
there
Wardog.
There was so much going on this episode. What are you talking about?
I barely wrote down any notes.
Yeah, I didn't honestly. I didn't have a lot for this episode either. Not that it was a bad episode per se.
No, it just was more. It was just complaining and whining and crying and stuff.
Well, we just kind of went through, and I think the War Dog out is the smart move, but I don't know if it's necessarily like the fun move for the show.
It's not the fun move for the show, but that was the correct move.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he was classy as well in his ouster. But before we get into our recap, I want to thank the people that make this show possible. Our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, The Drake, and Ed, the creepy mailman. Woo! Thank you to all of our patrons. You can find a full list at jnjack.com, and you can become a patron today by going to Patreon, patreon.com/jnjack. We give special rewards dependent on what you give. At $5 or more, we do special bonus episodes of our podcast. And at $15 or more a month, you get that as well as special live.
Well, there's a new one, too. If you give us $100 a month, we tell you if we're going to vote you out. So that's a special one.
You can find it all there on our Patreon page. Again, that's patreon.com/jnjack.
Yeah, and we need to pick a night where we're going to do our live.
Yes, we do.
$15 or more.
Want to do it next week?
Sure.
Right?
We'll do it live.
Next week?
Only if Colleen has all the pictures settled.
Look,
I wish today was live, just so I could show the ridiculous that is Colleen.
I've already formulated a new. See, this is why they're sitting here all laid out. Is I know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to rearrange what I've already done, mm-hmm. what I'm going to rearrange on the wall. I've already kind of formulated a plan. So this is good. My creative juices are flowing.
There's some kind of juices.
I beg your pardon.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Anyway, that is that. Colleen, why don't you take away this recap?
All right, Survivor Edge of Extinction, episode 10, Fasten Your Seatbelt.
You're so whispery. Are you just kind of upset that I was mean to you?
No. I'm not whispery.
Edge of 10, Edge of Extinction, Fasten Your Seatbelt. Yeah,
fasten your seatbelts, guys.
Okay, that's all right.
Listen, jerks.
Stop looking at the pictures.
I'm not looking at the pictures.
You just did. I'm going to take it out of the room.
When did Bill Belichick become a host?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. We're going to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We start at night.
We're moving on to next week.
We start after the tribal council on night 27, Division 1 in the Central Park Pier.
You're still low-key. I don't know what it is.
No, I am not.
Very low-key.
Division 1 in the
Central Park. Too much energy on a frame.
Yeah, I think it's what it is.
Yeah.
I think she blew her energizing load.
I don't even know what that means.
Too early.
Division 1 of the Central Park Pier are furious. The Central Park Pier is mad at Ron. Lauren is especially mad at Wardog and Rick.
They were all mad at each other.
Yeah, and then Gavin was like super mad that they didn't include him. Like, I thought I was one of you guys. He goes crawling back to Ron and Victoria. Wardog, and then Ron talks about how Wardog hurt Gavin's feelings by talking to him like he was 10 years old, and Ron doesn't like that.
I'm not a dog. That was going to be what I was going to say, but then it changed when we started the intro there. So
fair. He tries to make amends with Julie and the Central Park Pier and tells her about Aurora giving him the extra vote. She has no hard feelings against Ron because they shouldn't be voting together at every tribal anyway. And she feels like he does have her back. So, I mean, that was surprisingly like mature for.
Yeah, that shocked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, hey, Ron has her back because he wants her in the finals because he thinks he can beat
her.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think she knows that, too.
Is anybody surprised Ron has made it this far? Like, I feel like he's, or at least to me, seems fairly erratic. But, you know,
yeah.
out of the players, the people that are kind of, like, making moves, I'm surprised he's still around.
I don't think he's really a threat. I think they say he's a threat to get his vote, but I don't think he's a threat. I mean, it was Mad Dog and Devins were the threat. And I think, actually, Aurora is – I'm kind of pulling for her now.
Yeah, I've always liked Aurora. As you know, she's in my final three.
She is, but not your winner's pick. Victoria, both of your winner's pick, has been kind of silent for a while.
I got to tell you right now, if I was voting, I wouldn't vote for Victoria. She's my winner's pick.
I know.
I mean, you hear
she
one
too early, or did she not even peak at all? But there were points in there. We thought she was, you know, going to win the game.
She looked like she was making the moves and deciding things. And all she did today was that was a tough challenge.
That's true.
And she didn't do anything. I mean, I think Mad Dog should have got it because he didn't drown.
So true. God, what a horrible. That's where it's like, okay, I know you're going to Edge of Extinction, bro, but you ain't coming back.
I know.
There's no way.
He's like, who knows how long I'll be here? And I'll be like, Wardog, there's.
Unless the twist is the first one to lose the challenge gets back in.
Yeah.
That would be the one Wardog would win.
I don't think you're wrong there.
Exactly. Oh, poor War Dog. Poor, but you know, hey, maybe he was like throwing each challenge and he's saving it for
he's
his
saving
rest.
It for the end.
Yeah,
exactly. I can make fire, guys. I promise.
Because I know in the reward challenge, didn't they have a guy with the, like those airport flashlights directing him to the where he had to go? No, over here, War Dog. Over here, War Dog.
Oh,
War
I know.
Dog's going in completely the wrong direction.
You only had to go straight, War Dog.
I know.
You know, if we're definitely going to talk about the reward challenge. Can we talk about how Aurora, like an absolute beast?
Oh
like
my
beast
god!
Mode,
challenge beast mode,
and taking on Division A,
Division One,
and she wasn't bad, but she just no match.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I get it. She, like Division One is what is she like 6 foot? She's tall.
Yeah.
So obviously she's had a problem with probably calorie deficiency. Like she probably has to eat a lot to keep her energy up. But still, Aurora, kudos. Like,
kudos.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Did the two people that didn't do the swimming challenge have to do the ring toss? Because Gavin would not have been my first choice.
No, but Gavin, yeah.
He was close.
Now,
would Gavin have been your first choice to do the swimming?
I don't know. I just, the ring toss, you got to do it like Devin's was doing it.
Yeah, the kind of the
flick
of the wrist. Kind
yeah.
Of.
He was doing it. He was kind of just said it. It just wasn't. I don't know.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like heat of the moment. You know, the pressure of performing is on. You know, but yeah, the blue team wins. Do you think Zach will be? You think he'll pick the blue team between blue and yellow?
No, I think he'll pick the yellow team because yellow has won a lot so far.
Okay. Well, the blue team wins, and
it's
a fun challenge.
So it's going to be Cranky Bun Patty Bun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I realized that he actually records really well when we get up and do them at 6:30 in the morning versus when we do them in the evening because there's so much going on at night. He wants to play. He wants to do bath time. Like, if I do it in the morning, the more he does the podcast, the, you know, later he goes to school in his mind. So I think that that's why he does.
My
so
question
well.
Is, you say you don't get to eat until you finish the podcast.
You've heard. Yes, I do.
What I think we need to do is if Colin's like being really excitable, we just need to have some picture frames in front of him and it'll bring him like really low key, really low energy, very muted.
Oh, come on.
If you don't finish this podcast, this is your Christmas present. Bun Patty Bun not happy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Zach because I'm sure it started like as a fun thing, but I feel like it's a stage mom situation right now.
It is not. Don't really listen to him, anybody. It is not. He's.
Have you ever heard Colleen like respond to somebody saying, "It is not"? I don't agree with that.
It's not.
Zach did call us on Alexa and said, "Help me, help me, help me, Papa Gigi." Help
Zach
me.
Knows
I
how
want to do
use
this.
Alexa now, so
I don't know that.
Oops.
Oh. You have Alexa in your office?
I do.
That's too funny.
Anyway, moving on from the challenge, Aurora and Ron have a little bit of a slight blow up. I mean, kudos to Aurora for not really having too many. You know, type A personality conflicts.
But you know, maybe they did. I'm starting to think maybe they just didn't show it because it seemed like a lot of people have had problems with her because of that. You know, it was one of the things she said was her weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that.
Why would they not show it? I mean, you would think that would be good TV, right?
Yes.
Maybe it's so subtle, though, because I didn't really think it was that big a deal. She was just saying, okay. You know, talking about gave her opinion on the rice and Ron just lost it. I didn't see her. I didn't think she did anything wrong from what I saw.
No, I think that.
I think she called out Ron appropriately. Like if he doesn't get his way, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, as we've seen, she's clearly not wrong.
No. So I like I said, maybe that it's just so subtle that. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's happening, but we're just not seeing it because she's not going to win, so it's really not that important. Because
why does the Central Park she's wanted to get her out from like forever.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because she is going to win and they're trying to show her in a positive light.
Maybe. But I don't know. I mean, we've seen them want to get her out enough times and heard them complain, so.
Like I said, I have no problem with her speaking your mind. I didn't think she wasn't screaming at him. She wasn't yelling at him.
No, I mean, she was right. Like, stop hogging the darn rice.
Yeah. Well, they do have, what, another, what, 11 days? And you can't run out of rice, right? I think Ron was just pouting because he didn't get to go to the mud bath.
Exactly. So, again, that's why it's shocking to me that he hasn't been in danger at any point, really. I mean, maybe people don't think he's going to win, and we're just seeing a different.
I just don't think he's a threat. Like, right now, I mean.
I think that Ron goes to the final three, but I don't think that he wins.
Yeah, because if, say, Devins gets voted out, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be whoever they let back in from Extinction Island that's going to win.
Really?
I just think that's. I mean, right now you're looking at the what's left. If Devins gets voted out, who wins?
That's true. I mean, honestly, like Devins is the last kind of engaged player. He has to win out, right?
Yeah, because he's definitely on the. I mean, they'd be stupid not to vote him out.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking that Devins probably has the most winnerist edit out of anybody out there.
Uh-huh.
But we really saw a lot from Lauren kind of pick up tonight. We've seen the Central Park peer, Julie, like her, you know, she's been pretty solid since the merge.
Yeah.
I think right now, and I'm calling it, I think that my final three. As of right now, with seven people left, is going to be Ron, and he's not going to win.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be Dad Bod, and he's going to win. Which
you think he makes it?
I don't know. If he does, I think so. Because
he has no voting blocks, I would think.
He's really good at like convincing people over to his side.
But he's got to be on the bottom. And like I said, they were smart enough to vote War Dog out. It could be one of those things, too. Say you have Ron, Julie, and Lauren go to the finals. Or you can even put Victoria in there. One of them's going to have to win, right?
Yeah.
You would probably have to be – it would be – how many Survivor fans would be upset with one of those people winning?
I think you could say Victoria has played and been in kind of the driver's seat at certain points in the season.
At certain points, but
it's
like
not
you said,
as Michelle, where like you didn't see anything the whole game and she won.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
like at least with Victoria, I could say, okay, there was points she was a ringleader.
Because I think it was War Dog said that the people building the resumes now are trying just to vote the stronger players out.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, which makes sense. But he's 100% right. That's why I say I think whoever comes back from Extinction. Whenever they should be back already, but I'm not keep going into that. But whoever wins it, I think they're going to win. They're going to win it. So
okay,
we don't know who the winner
is. If Dad Bod goes to the end and he ends up winning, then I can see a big part of the fandom declaring him like an illegitimate winner because he had been voted out at one point.
Are they
going to accept that somebody that came back after being voted out of the game wins the whole thing?
I'm gonna say no because we said it last week because he came back so early, and that's the rules of the game. It wasn't like it was a blindside. What do you mean? Like I said, they're waiting too long. If someone comes back in the fifth or fourth, you know, and they get it and then they win it, I think that's when people are gonna be pissed.
Yeah, because here I think you look at Dad Bod and you say he was back in, and it's almost a disadvantage in that situation where it's possibly even harder to go from being voted out, coming back in, being out of the game for at that point. I mean, he wasn't one of the first people voted out, but out of the game for at least, you know, 6 days, 8 days. I don't know how long he was out. But and being able to kind of get back into the game and be in a position to win, I think is impressive in and of itself. But Colleen, I think you're right. There's always those, you know, people in the fandoms that complain and nitpick.
They're traditionalists.
Things.
They're like, you know, they're traditionalists. So yeah.
plus when he came back to the game, he wasn't in a strong alliance.
No,
he was He was on the bottom almost every time.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? All right. I don't think that the person that comes back from Edge of Extinction is going to win because there's a lot of people out there. And you can't mean to tell me that if by some grace of God, Reem gets back in the game, they're going to vote for her.
I think she's made alliance. I think the jury's.
Yeah, it's fair.
And like I said, it depends. If Devins goes out, if he's out, look what you're left with. I mean, I hate to be rude like that, but it's just like, okay, none of them are like, oh, they played a fantastic game.
No, but see, that's also interesting because we're not seeing them really be as likable as they could have been. And even tonight with Wardog and Dadbot, I mean, that's not a great look for Devins to get into that shower and be like, oh, the girls, they're not playing. They just, you know, are content to be here. So it's really nice to not have to talk strategy with anybody. Well, like, that's not a great look.
But it was stupid. But who did he say it to?
Wardog.
Wardog. He wasn't saying
it. And the camera.
Well, he didn't say it to the jury, though.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, though, that's but if that came across.
Says, if Wardog comes out and says it, he goes, I never said that.
Yeah, but that came across to Lauren and Julie because they even, like, Julie even says, like, when they're like, yeah, have fun in the shower. And then she immediately turns to Lauren and is like, okay, so they're talking about the women, like, who are we going to take to the end to the beat? Let's prove them wrong.
Right. Well, she was right. But then I'm like saying, if Devins goes to the finals, who beats him?
Based on our edit, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's the last player I think left that could be a shoe-in win in a final three, any final three scenario.
Yeah.
Once he's out, it's anybody's game.
Yeah, that's why I say if there wasn't that threat, say Kelly comes back. I think Kelly beats anybody on the.
No, I don't think so. I
think she spent 20 minutes on her for.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh my goodness.
I think she beats anybody that's left. I think you have who couldn't win if they won. Because Reem's not. Let's face it. Reem's not going to win the challenge, right?
Are you talking about who if they came back from Edge of Extinction?
It came back from Edge of Extinction.
Okay. Well, I don't think Aubrey has a chance.
Hey, she's my winner's pick, okay? She has a chance.
I don't think Eric or Chris have chances. Speaking of your winner's pick, I don't think that Julia has a chance. I think there's plenty of people out there that don't have a chance. I don't think that any of them do. Just maybe Kelly and maybe David.
I think because
Joe comes back, they're not giving it to Joe.
Well, I forget who brought it up last week, but whoever made the point that the jury is made up of people who have been hanging out together. And they seem, for the most part, there's that initial, I hate you. But at the end, they all seem to get along and they're all having, you know, best time they guess they could possibly have.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They have a huge advantage at this point with the jury.
That's true.
I just don't think at this point, like I said, again, I'll keep harping on it, but they've waited too long to bring them back in. And that would be... That's what I predict the fan base is going to be upset with. If someone comes back from Edge of Extinction because they've waited so long and they win it, people are going to be pissed about that.
I don't think that. Because, I mean, it's whatever best case you make to the jury, too. So I don't see somebody coming back from Edge of Extinction and winning. That's just me. But, okay, let's move on. We're the next morning, what is it, 28? I've lost track. Rick acknowledges that he, Ron, and Wardog need each other. They're the only threats left in the game. If they turn on each other too soon, then they're all going to go home. We're each other's biggest threat and greatest chance, or whatever he says. They want to start by taking Aurora out because she's a easy vote. She's great at the challenges. What do we think about this? I think that Rick was right in that it was in their best interest to keep each other in the game.
I think so. Yeah,
I absolutely.
And getting Aurora out because she's the one that could beat you in the challenge.
Yeah. The reward, Wardog. It's Wardog, Rick, Julie, Lauren versus Ron, Aurora, Gavin, and Victoria for a spa trip. Wardog doesn't even swim in the right direction, so. Again, don't know how he's getting back in. We talked about Aurora kicking butt already.
But even with Wardog going the wrong direction, everything else, he still was ahead of Ron.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah, I think.
No, I think Ron got there first.
Well, I think he got – no, because he got back on the platform first. But once he got back to the – where he had to throw the ring in and then get pulled – no, then Ron came back ahead.
Okay, I must have missed that. Gavin wants Wardog's head in a silver platter, at which point I was like, oh, maybe Gavin's going home.
What we said earlier about Gavin. He's more concerned about revenge at this point.
Yeah, Gavin's not winning this game.
I'm a super fan, but I care more about my feelings being hurt than winning $1 million.
Yeah.
So true.
I don't think Gavin's winning this game. Kelly tells Joe, so we're on edge of extinction, and Kelly is, you know, sitting there talking about this.
We don't need to go into that any further, do we? We've talked about it.
Aubrey and Joe have a group hug with Kelly.
Eh. And Reams are out. I think we hit that. We don't need to linger too long.
But then Reams saved her from frying on the...
Yeah. Yeah, like the benevolent goddess of the island that she is. Let me yell at you to make you want to go away, and then
I got it. Reams, your queen.
Reem is my queen. Queen Reem.
Queen Reem.
There you go.
Hashtag Queen Reem. Oh my God, I love her. I really do.
Well, let's. We did leave something out. What about when Reem said to Kelly, "You ruined my Survivor experience."
Yeah.
I'm like going, well, that kind of hits. But I would have turned around and said, no. You ruined your own experience. Well, she did. She blew it.
Yeah.
You don't walk around with a target on your back on day one and say the thing you do and expect to. So, yeah, Kelly got her out to save her own skin.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and as Reem even says, though, like, everybody's mad at somebody that's there, and, you know, yeah, it's ugly. You got to get it off your chest so it doesn't, like, fester. So I think that... you know, it's probably also healthy for them all to be here hashing things out in some form.
Island therapy.
Island therapy with
and
hashtag
Dr.
Queen Reem
is in the house.
Yeah. Or if it just festers too long, there is no jury. and one person's getting arrested.
They go to a tribal one week and no jury.
Everybody's pulled that white flag. It's just Reem left.
Reem's got all this blood on her face and says, "I don't know what happened to him. Yeah. I don't know what happened. You have a toothpick? You have a toothpick?"
That's the thing, is everybody was kissing Kelly's butt during tribal, but they don't realize that they got to get past Reem. Like,
yo, yeah.
She's the one whose butt they need to kiss.
Oh, she's gonna have a 20-minute. Question.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. All right, so we go back to camp on day 28. Victoria and Aurora agree with Gavin that Dad Bod is the most dangerous person left because he's a jury favorite, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Gavin wants to get War Dog out, however, because revenge, hashtag. Ron gives the extra vote back to Aurora, but he's
that
still...
That shocked me.
I know, me too. But he still favors getting her out, so I don't know what his plan was at the end.
I can vote her out any time I want.
Yeah.
And keep the vote.
Yeah, he can just snap his hand and get her out of existence. So then he and Aurora have, you know, words, and he calls her a rice Nazi, and she points out that he's drama who snaps easily, and she's drama too, so, like, nice try.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit already.
Yeah, we did. Thank you.
We didn't mention the drama. He's a drama queen.
Yeah,
but I'm
true.
A drama queen. So
I'm just going through the recap.
Yeah, remember, we're supposed to be doing the, like, pre-challenge.
We haven't done that in, like, 5 weeks, dude.
We have not done that
okay, since at all least right. The merch.
Okay.
But we do have nice frames.
We do have great frames. I'm not even looking at the frames. But Aurora has this really funny line where she's like, at this point, we're just dating each other when all we want to do is break up.
That was a pretty good one.
I know the feeling.
We've already talked about the reward challenge, so I won't talk about that again because my overlord over here doesn't want me to recap things.
But where was the food? All I saw was mud in a shower in a hot spring, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? We didn't need food because it was heaven. You want to talk heaven? Heaven is getting mud rubbed on you by War Dog in Fiji.
Yeah.
Come on.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean that. Okay, we didn't talk about the mud bath scene because that was a little bit. That was, you know. Yeah. No, Jay, yeah. You're awake over there.
There's nothing to say.
I just thought that whole thing was really funny. We go to the immunity challenge.
They should have said War Dog. That's not mud. I thought it smelled funny.
We go over to the immunity challenge. Dad Bod wins and he cries out La Cesare or Cheesery or something like that.
And the Googles were launched everywhere.
Googles were, which I did.
I thought Aurora was going to pull out because they had the music, the winning music.
Yes.
And then he gets to put, and then Aurora was so close, but nope.
Nope.
Dad Bod is Boston robbing it right now because he's done really well with, like, the last puzzles and he's done really well.
Well, everybody left is terrible. They keep saying they're terrible at the puzzles.
And they're not lying.
You had four people that weren't even close to it.
War Dog was one of them.
I love the last shot with War Dog, and it's just not even close.
Jay laughed out loud at that.
but if they're all puzzles, who beats him?
True. Well, I mean, at some point, maybe next week, it's more physical challenge, and Aurora would have, and even Lauren would probably have it over him.
Well, Aurora's already won a couple, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not necessarily that Bevins wins out, but...
It depends on the challenges.
Yeah.
It does.
Exactly.
And we've had a lot of those balance ones that are just standing there kind of things.
Puzzle closer, like, almost every week towards the end.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to point out, is I think we're now in these two-part ones.
Was it Aurora that said, if my dad could see me building fire now or something like that?
I couldn't tell if it was Aurora or if it was Lauren that said it. I think it was Aurora.
Because whoever said it, I bet you they win the fire challenge.
I think that Aurora is going to be in the final three. I think it could very well be Ron, Aurora, and Dad Bod.
Okay.
God, it'd be crazy. It'd be kind of cool to see how he makes it because... They would be at least the tribe has been smart in getting off the best players.
Yeah, he might even find an idol because Kelly's idol's going back.
That's true.
David's is going back in.
Yeah, that's true.
He probably finds two idols under his pillow next week.
Yeah, here you go.
No, go walk away and actually look.
That would tick me off. Like, I think he's earned his place where he is right now, and, you know, the traditionalists be damned. But if it's another situation where, like, the immunity aisle's just falling in front of you, like, that would be lame. That, to me, is far worse than a player that got voted out and coming back in. That's part of that season's mechanic than that. But anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So I looked it up on the Googles. La Chesire, or whatever he says, is a reference to... So this is actually from the Tony Kornheiser podcast or show. And
really?
It's like, yeah, he's a ESPN dude.
Yeah, I know Tony.
Okay, so it's from his podcast, and it's a reference to, according to Wikipedia, the cheese counter at Calvert Woodley Wine and Spirits in Washington, D.C. It's owned by the family of a regular show guest, Steve Sands. Littles, who I guess is a person on the show, started yelling it at Steve Sands at golf tournaments around the world, and people also began to yell it after golfers' shots, hoping they could be heard on TV. The most notable was a cry of La Chesire being heard live on TV during the 2016 Olympic golf tournament in Rio. Today it's frequently yelled by fans to all show regulars, not just Steve Sands, as a way for loyal littles to identify themselves to bigs. I don't know who any of those people are.
So will ours be picture frames?
I'll say that in every podcast from now on.
No, I think that
Ken is a 10.
Still Ken is a 10.
No, Reem is a queen. I think that
Queen Reem.
I say that because I just don't want her to punch me.
She would punch you, and then she would somehow make you feel bad about it and then tell you it was okay and, like, accept you back.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Reem. I'm sorry that you punched me.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gotten in the way of your fist. It was my fault.
Oh, man. All right. I
blame Gavin. I didn't do nothing wrong. What you talking about?
Whatever it is, Jefferson started it.
So we have the tribal, and I was kind of surprised. I mean, War Dog said that you made the right move. I was just surprised that he went home tonight based on the edit of the episode.
Yeah, I didn't know which way they were going.
I didn't know which way either. I knew it wasn't going to be Devin's, but I thought there was a really good chance it was going to be Aurora because I didn't think that Ron would blow up his own game like that by not having the meat shield of War Dog.
Yeah.
But then when you think about it, Ron doesn't need that because he's got Victoria. He's got Julie, and now Julie has Lauren. So I think he thinks that he's got enough people that he doesn't need to hide behind. Because he's probably second after Rick, right? So he's not even the next person to go?
Yeah, exactly. I think he's still got room to not get voted out.
Some wiggle room?
Some wiggle room. Yes. Yep, exactly.
You got some wiggle room.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe this was what was best for Ron. I don't know.
Well, so War Dog is voted off, and he chooses. I mean, at this point, you're not going to choose to go home because this is your chance to be on the jury. So it's kind of silly, I think. At this point,
with 11 days left.
Yeah, I mean, that would be stupid to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though I did
I'm done.
I did like Kelly. She's like, they got revenge for me.
Like, my God.
I don't think it was for you. I think they're just telling you that. They don't, if it's between their game and maybe, revenge for you, they don't care about you.
Maybe Lauren.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
But at the end of the day, I think Lauren cares about her game as well.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, someone's got an ego.
Yeah.
A little bit.
When you're this close, I mean, it's just silly to blow up your own game for somebody else.
Exactly.
I think that was just the cherry on top.
Yep. All right. Well, that will do it for a recap. It's time for us to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have some listener feedback. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Colleen, what do we got?
All right, this first bit of feedback is from JP, and he actually sent it over the weekend, so it's feedback after our previous episode.
Okay.
Jay, Jack, and Colleen, sorry for not writing in for so long. I was waiting for Jay to get points on the board before writing in again.
Spoiler alert, it's going to be just as bad for me this week.
Thought of this midweek and wanted to hear your take on the jury situation. Obviously, if it's in this week's episode, the next Edge of Extinction challenge occurred, this email is a bust. But I can't see the jury using every voted out participant. My thoughts are the next Edge of Extinction challenge will only let one or two players back into the game while also rewarding a few players with a chance to be on the final jury, and those others losing first or eliminated first from whatever the challenge is being completely out of the game, giving us a regular sized jury. What are your thoughts? I don't hate this idea, but also it kind of sucks for like somebody, because let's face it, Reed ain't winning anything getting back on the jury.
If I'm Jeff, I'm saying, okay, that's cool, but I'm not telling Reed.
Yeah.
Because every week I've said, let's welcome the members of the jury.
Yeah. That's very true. That's true.
So
I think
if you screwed me over like that, I'd be pissed.
She's like, Queen Reem's gonna let you know.
She's gonna.
But to be fair, like we said earlier, that someone coming back in the end could win because they would have, you know, maybe the people in the jury would Redemption Island or whatever, Extinction Island would vote for them. But that's the fairest way to do it. That only like the top three get to go on the jury.
Yep.
Yeah. When is the Survivor finale?
It's coming up. This is next week, 7, 6, and then at 5, probably. 6 or 5, so soon.
But you're going to add someone else into the game, so.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's my question, is trying to date back from this. Because, let's see, it's usually that third week in May, right? So it would be like the 22nd if it's, you know, going by what it usually is. So that would be what, final 6? Final 5 would be the 15th, 4 would be the 8th, 5, 6, 7 would be the 8th, and then 8 left would be next week, but we've got 7 left. So they've got to bring them back in before the finale, right?
Well, it wouldn't work if they did it after.
Because we've got 7 left going into 7 left, 6, 5, then we have either final, then we go into the finale with a final 4, and then we bring in somebody from Extinction or something, right?
Yes.
Math is hard.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't hate JP's idea, but I do think you're right. Jeff has been selling it like you guys are the members of the jury now.
He should have been saying potential jury or something. But
something.
Yeah, spoiling. Yeah. Spoiling.
Yeah.
It's Survivor. They can. There's no rules, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You're going to. If I thought I was on the jury and then I got. Like one year where the guy got voted out, couldn't vote.
Yep.
Neil.
Yeah, Neil or what's her name won.
And Michelle.
So, yeah, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing I could do about it, but I would be pissed.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yeah, I could see them doing that, but at the same time, like, that would kind of be terrible for the ones that have especially been there for such a long time. But yeah. All right. Thanks, JP. I guess we'll find out.
Like, yeah. Say if Kelly didn't make the jury, she would say, vote for the one I want, please.
Yeah. No. Come on. Let's be
get
honest.
Get my revenge.
Reem is the one that's screaming that out before Wentworth.
That's true.
Oh, my God. They're the same person. That's why they didn't get along.
Exactly.
The next bit of feedback is from Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah. Ding dong is out of here. I really enjoyed this episode, but something was bothering me the whole time. What is up with the CGI looking shark scene? Was it a real scene? It just looked unnecessary. Anywho, I didn't see that, but when I rewatched to do the challenge stuff with Zach, I'm going to have to rewatch for that.
Well, David's gone. There's no reason to keep showing the shark.
That's true. Sharks, minnow, and poop. The goats are in full control. It was obvious that Dan was leaving as soon as Dan must be Wardog's real name.
Weird. Is that his name? I didn't know that.
Me neither. Huh. Was leaving as soon as Dad Bod won. Victoria was right. He will win the game. I'm slowly becoming a fan of Aurora, and I don't know why, because she's awesome.
She's pretty awesome.
Maybe it's because I love an underdog story. Probably that. You like an underdog story, not a war dog story.
Who?
I'm predicting that they will vote off Rick next, and then Aurora will win out. I'm guessing Aurora, Ron, and Victoria at the end. Ooh.
Here's my resume.
I was good in challenges.
Yeah. Won a bunch of immunities and managed to not get voted out when every week somebody wanted to vote her out.
Yeah.
Which is somewhat impressive.
Yeah. No, she would have the best resume of the three.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so there was something else she was going to say. Oh, the goats are in full control. That's very true. The goats are in full control, yeah. So maybe they're not actually goats.
Yeah, I don't think you can be a true goat if you're the ones that are in control.
Right.
In all fairness to them.
Yeah.
As players.
I guess so. Huh.
Because goats are ones that are brought along that had no impact on the game.
They're impacting the game.
No, they don't have a chance to win.
Well, yeah, but usually goats aren't making any moves.
Yeah, goats are the ones
happy
that
just happy to be there.
No, because Toshik went as a goat, especially in Cambodia, and she made moves.
Yeah, moves to help, what's his name, win?
Jeremy.
Not for herself to win.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, goats are the ones that the reason they're called a goat is because they can't win.
Right, but that doesn't mean they didn't do anything. It just means that they can't win.
But if they can win, then they are not a goat.
All right.
Unless you're put with three goats, then it's like, well, we got to pick somebody.
Or you could be Michelle, who absolutely was a goat.
Yeah.
But she wasn't because she won.
See? There you go.
So
there
by that definition.
She still was, though.
All right. Well, that's all we had for feedback this week. If you'd like to give us some feedback, you can do so by emailing us survivorjjc@gmail.com.
All right, it is time to go to the ultimate destruction of Jay's tally game history.
Oh.
So let's go to preseason picks. Dan the War Dog Da Silva. Yeah, his name's Dan. Weird. I said pre-merge. No points. And then Jack, you said merge. Colleen, you said merge. So
oh, hey. All right. Go Dan.
Woo!
And then episode 10, who do we think was going home? Colleen said War Dog.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I got a point!
Guess who I picked? Not Aurora. War Dog. I picked Aurora.
Oh, and, so close.
And Jack, you picked War Dog. So.
I think Colleen picked first, but I said, you're going to be right. It's got to be War Dog because he won't win the challenge. I think that's what we said.
Well, yeah, well, we know that.
We use logic to it that, okay, he's not going to win the immunity challenge.
I kind of wanted to hear Jeff as he was walking out, War Dog, no chance of getting back in the game.
You might as well just take go to the right and just get some food.
Yeah.
So Colleen and Jack at 2 points apiece.
Whoa! This week.
It's a sprint to the finish, and I'm not part of it.
I'm not either.
Well, no, Colleen, you're still in it.
Jack is sprinting. I'm just jogging.
You're walking. I'm in last place with 4 tally points.
Oh, that's why, well, at least JP could send another email in.
Yeah. Colleen, you are in second with 9, which is pretty respectable, and Jack is in first place with 14. So, Colleen, you're still within striking distance here. It's not necessarily that
you're... Yeah, I'm not blowing things, but we both have the same...
You guys are picking similarly. You both also have the same winner pick, so...
Right.
You both almost need Victoria to get voted out to have a chance.
How many final threes does she have? Because I have 2 left.
Let's see, I have two left as well,
Victoria and Aurora.
Well, then I need Aurora out of the game. Because I have Lauren.
You have Victoria.
And Lauren.
Yeah, I don't think Lauren's a good pick.
Who was my other third?
I'm trying to find it.
While you're doing that, I think that Lauren has an outside chance to go to the final three. Because we really saw her.
You had David Wright, Colleen, who's out.
Oh, he could if he makes it back.
That's true. No, that doesn't count. That's not part of it.
Yeah, don't count.
Victoria is, we all had her as final three picks.
I think she's a lock at this point.
I don't know.
Final three, because I don't think she's...
And Aurora.
We're not seeing much of
anybody.
So
you had Aurora, Victoria, and David. So the two you have left, Colleen, are Victoria and Aurora.
That being said, I do think there is a chance that David could get back in the game. Just saying.
He could win the challenge, yeah.
Yeah, actually, he's been pretty good at the challenges, so there's a chance.
Somewhat.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to pick who we think is going home next week. I might as well not even bother, but whatever. I will pick first. And I'm going to go Dad Bod.
You think he's going home?
I don't want to see him go, but that would be the next logical choice.
Me next or Jack?
Jack.
Well, it's going to be whoever... if tradition goes, it's going to be who doesn't win immunity. So if Aurora doesn't win it, she's probably going to go.
Yep.
If Devins doesn't win it, he's probably going to go. So I'm hoping it's not a puzzle challenge. I'm taking Dad Bod,
okay. DB.
Eat fresh.
Aw. All right, Colleen.
I'm actually going to go a different way.
Okay.
I think that it is going to be Julie.
Ooh. Oh, hey.
I actually think it's going to be Ron, but because I think Ron is going to the final three, I can't pick
him. Why would it be Julie?
Because I think that Julie is going to overplay her hand, and because we saw in the preview...
Blow up in her face or something?
Well, we saw in the preview, spoiler alert, that what's-his-face, Ron gives Dad Bod the expired advantage, right?
Yeah.
And I think Julie might catch wind of that and then be mad that he didn't tell her about it, and it could blow up in her face, and that'd be that.
Yeah, but you still want to take her You still want to take her to the finals, though.
Yeah, but what if it's not up to Ron?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But I don't know. But
I don't see Gavin turning on her. I know, that's a good point. I don't see... It could just be Gavin. Like, he could just also...
Yeah, to be honest with you, I forgot all about him.
You know what? I'm going to switch to Gavin. I haven't said my final answer yet. I think, like, somebody is going to... If it doesn't blow up in Rick's face spectacularly with having that, like, advantage that's expired, then I think it's going to be one of these people that we've seen ramp up over the past couple of weeks that's going to go out, you know, also somewhat spectacularly. So, all right, I'll go with Gavin. Why not? But if it's Julie, I'm going to be pissed.
So going, I was just for fun, I'm kind of going back on our previous winner. So the last time we did it was this podcast was season 36. I won with 20 tally points. Season 35... Colleen won with 13. It was a really tight finish, though. Jack and I were right behind you with 11. Season 34, it looks like Colleen won again with probably the most points we ever had, 26 points.
Oh, was that the Brad Culpepper went to the final three?
Yeah. Yep. and then season 33.
I'm nothing if not consistent.
I won that season because Adam went all the way.
Who am I, the Chargers?
Let's see, season 33. Where did I put it? Is this not even tallying at the time? Oh, that was preseason. Where's the actual... Oh, weird. I don't know where that went. Oh, here we go. Oh, it disappeared. Maybe that was the previous computer. Anyway, Jack has not won in a while. So, Jack, this is your chance here.
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't remember winning. So,
have you never won before?
I don't know. I don't remember. Because that's why I don't play the fantasy one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I suck at it, and then I always forget to pick somebody, and it's like,
yeah,
I'm not doing it.
Well, will Jack avenge the Glatfelter curse?
It's tough right now. Now the pressure is on. Now I'm starting to feel it because I've never won. So it's like, you know, you get so close.
Yeah, you did just have the same pick as Jay. I don't know if you're choking in the end.
Yeah,
I'm out of it. There's not a chance in hell. Unless, no, because then even if Aubrey comes back, I only have a chance at like 5 points for that. So I'm out of it. That's for sure. But it still will not, even if I don't get a single like additional point, it will not be the worst performance ever. Colleen has that honor.
What?
What? A few seasons ago, you only got 3 tally points the entire season.
What season was this?
The season of losing.
What?
Let's see. The 34. No, Colleen had
34. That's Bun Patty Bun level right there.
Like, what is this noise?
Oh, I'm trying to find. Yeah. So in season. Oh, the last season we did, Colleen only had 3 points.
Oh, the season that I had a new baby?
Oh, sure. Blame the baby.
Oh, I had a baby.
I did.
You gotta see the baby.
I'm just saying.
I ran away with that season. Ran away with it because Jack only had 6.
Oh, I had a new grandchild?
That was when Wendell won, right?
Anyway. I think Colleen won season 32 because you had Michelle as your winner pick.
Oh, that's right. Winner's at it, baby. Yeah, winner's at it, baby.
Butthurt about that. Yeah. Still are today. All right. Yeah, Jack. I mean, this is. I mean, I don't want to. Again, I don't want to like.
I might
you out here, but
if I can win this, I might be one of. You know, you just like I'll do the Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
I got the trophy. I'm out.
Well, he won 2 though.
Yeah, but he won the last one, and you know, and of course, his brother was happy for him.
Talk about career in the dumps. all right, that will do it for this.
Career in the dumps, but getting paid a lot of money to do it.
I know. This week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Again, thanks to our patrons. Thanks to Colleen, Jack, and myself for doing this podcast every single week. Thanks to Jacob for doing our artwork. Next week, we're going to do our live show. So for our patrons that give $15 or more a month, if you ever wanted to see one of these things happen live, we'll have a second camera just on Colleen's picture frames. You can kind of just really get in the mindset of Colleen here.
Well, if they're not done by next week, she should just scrap it.
Oh, they're going to be done by next week.
Or you mean scrapbook it?
Yeah, scrapbook it.
You know what? Anything that I don't use in the frames, I will be using in a scrapbook.
Hey,
Thank you very much.
If you want more people to show up at these get-togethers, I was going to say, that probably do the opposite effect, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Everybody, come look at my scrapbooks. Wow, I was hoping for karaoke, but I guess I can do that.
We are doing karaoke.
All right, that will do it for this week's show. We'll see you all next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.